conservative.edu. Scroll down to Bookstore, browse, and place your order today. That's conservative.edu and scroll to Bookstore. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for joining us on Let's Face the Issues today. We look forward to your dialogue and discussion as we discuss the question, is Iran at war with America, or will Iran go to war with America? I'm looking at a headline that says so. This is a headline. Iran says it is now prepared to go to war with the U.S., dated January the 12th. This article starts in this fashion. Will the United States engage in another foreign conflict? This time, it's Iran, as President Donald Trump suggests military options are all on the table. Meanwhile, Iran's foreign minister claims the Middle Eastern country is now prepared to go to war with America, end quote. It's a pretty bold statement, I think, from a nation that's imploding by within the realm of its population, its citizenship, and its financial inability. And as a result of the removing of Maduro out of Venezuela, and now the embargo of the oil, no oil going to Iran. Iran had been supporting oil to Cuba, and now all of that a strand of production of oil and the transportation of oil supporting those other nations. I believe we're witnessing now a further implosion of that. I believe Kenneth is on the line. Kenneth, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Dr. Youngblood. Good afternoon.
Good morning. Good morning.
I think they're not that crazy. Well, they are crazy. But I don't think they're that crazy. But I know what they saw in Venezuela. I think their leaders are all, they're all gone. Either Russia or France or wherever. And I think the majority of them, the majority of the leaders, they are gone. Because they don't know what's happening, how America got Maduro, right, out of Venezuela. And he was on a military base, I believe. And they came in there and got his behind, him and his wife.
They pulled him out of the rat hole, so to speak. Well, one of the things, Kenneth, that I'm looking at is in Zechariah the 12th chapter. Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people around about, when they shall be in the siege both against Judah and against Jerusalem. And in that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut into pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it. This is the coming together, the coalition coming together to come against the nation of Israel. Now, many do not see that today. Even the socialist Marxist media, of course, do not see it. The Communist Party called the Democrats. They do not recognize it. In fact, they're part and parcel of the fomenting and helping to bring this about. But just as I talk about in my book, The Coming Global Islamic Invasion, the study of Ezekiel 38 and 39, and on the back of the book, and I stated it earlier, this book examines Ezekiel 38 and 39 with the searchlight of the truth that exposes the evil plan of Islam. God's word warns us to be watchful, alert, and witnessing until Jesus returns. That's what we need to do. And I'm not doing the broadcast today to frighten individuals, but to cause us to be alert and to recognize through the prism of the Word of God exactly what's happening in God's Word. We're in the last of the last days, Kenneth. We're witnessing now the clock countdown for the rapture of the church, and after the rapture of the church, the man of sin, the Antichrist, the lawless one, the Scripture, all of those names calls the Antichrist, will step on the scenes and rule the world with an iron fist. And by the way, when we see what is taking place today, we're witnessing the coming together, the chessmen being put in place for this battle that will be the World War III, the battle, not the Battle of Armageddon, but the battle of all battles as we know it. The rapture of the church will take place, and then the final battle will take place. But this is the battle. You study the prophetic text in Matthew 24, verses 5 and following, you find that in the last days, and we're there today, there'll be wars and rumblings of wars, and I'm saying that because we see this happening on a global basis. But I'm looking at an article, Kenneth, that I believe should get our attention. This is the final battle, this writer says. Let people know that even though the internet is shut down, the revolution is growing. It's now or never. Talking about, and most people are not aware of the fact that the internet's been shut down, telephone's been shut down, the people in Iran yes. cannot communicate one with another, and now they're being summarily executed as motorcyclists go through the crowd, firing at leisure, just killing the people to make them try to discontinue their revolution of standing up. This article reads further. Iranian board human rights advocate tells me why Iranians have hope that Trump will help them to regain their freedom. These people in Iran are anxious to get out from under the thumb of a dictator that has repressed them and the dictator leadership that's repressed them for almost 50 years now. And they're ready. And I believe that if that's ever going to happen, I really believe that Trump is the only president that can make it happen. And it's simply because I believe God has ordained him to be in a position, supernaturally, divinely intervening, to put him in office to bring about the things that we see President Donald J. Trump doing and accomplishing. But when it comes to the final battle, I'm amazed that the military leadership, let me just say this, get your response, and then we'll let you go. One of the things that amazes me is where we're headed in these final days for the final battle that's found in Ezekiel 38 and 39. One major military general stood on the deck of one of the ships with one of the key anchors from Fox interviewing him, and he said, "We're no longer building tanks." He said, "Tanks will not work in the battles that we'll have in the future." He said, "Future battles will be from drones, where the skies will be filled with the drones and controlling what happens on the earth in the battle." And that's exactly where we see it going, especially when you look at Revelation, the 9th chapter, look at Zechariah, the 12th chapter, Zechariah, the 14th chapter, Matthew, chapter 24. We find in the 9th chapter of Revelation, where it will look as though it is scorpions in the air. And the scripture says, with stingers in the tails. I believe that's identifying, as best as John could understand it when he had that vision and wrote those words, that it describes the drones that will be in the air. And I believe that this is the way Trump could go in without boots on the ground, is through drones, take the leadership out, neuter them in Iran, and free the people. But I believe we're witnessing the coming together of the last days. So, Kenneth, thank you so much, brother, for your call. It deserves our prayer. And as Christians, as churches, as citizens, we need to recognize that God is at work. These are not just happenstances. These are not just frivolous things taking place. We're watching world-changing events, but it's all headed toward that change that God will bring about in the last of the last days. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, and we're offering today a free book. It's a simple read, about an hour, hour and a half, you can read cover to cover, The Coming Global Islamic Invasion. I recommend the book to you, not because I had the book printed, not because I published the book, wrote the book, researched the book, but it's simply because it tells us where things are going based on the authority of the Word of God. I believe that we need to understand it and recognize it. Let me read you some of the table of contents. The prophecy of the invasion recorded, the players disclosed, the adversary involved, the allies involved, the period depicted, the background, the build-up, the battle, the purpose of the invasion revealed, the purpose of Gog, that's G-O-G, the purpose of God, that's G-O-D, defending his name and delivering his nation, the perpetrators of the invasion ruined, the power of God, the convulsions, the confusion, and the contagions, and then the pummel, that is the destruction of Gog, and Gog meaning that place, that person, that nation called Russia. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. This book is yours simply by calling, and Roger will take your name and address for ship the book to you. But if you call in today with your questions, I'd love to hear your questions in relationship to eschatological prophetic truth. What does the Bible say? How does this fit into the Scripture? What will take place next? What, in your opinion, is God doing, and why is he doing what he is doing? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline. U.S. seizes two sanctioned oil tankers linked to Venezuela in North Atlantic and the Caribbean. The U.S. has seized two sanctioned, in fact, there's been, I think now three, four, perhaps five ships that have been sanctioned. One of them, two of them, in fact, that were Venezuelan flagships in the midst of the transition, trying to deliver oil. American ships stopped them and seized, and doing so, Russia then notified the ship's captain to change the flag, changed to a Russian flag, and claimed that it was a Russian ship and they could not bother it. Ladies and gentlemen, I am persuaded that God's hand is at work. I'm persuaded that what we see taking place is based on what God is setting the stage for these last of the last days. I'm looking at another headline. U.S. demands from Venezuela to sever economic ties. Listen, U.S. is demanding that Venezuela sever ties, economic ties, with Iran, Cuba, China, and Russia. Now, why are those names? These people, I'm sure, haven't read the Bible. Most of them, but it's naming the very ones that's in the last days lineup of the conflagration that will take place in this whole world. This article reads this: the U.S. authorities demand that Venezuela should sever economic ties with Iran, China, Cuba, Russia as a condition for increasing of any oil production. ABC News televised channel reported. According to the U.S.-based television broadcaster, Washington put forth several demands for the acting president of Venezuela. First, the republic will have to expel China, Russia, and Iran, Cuba, and sever ties with each of them. Listen, in Venezuela, you have operatives, China, Russia, Iran, Cuba, all operating out of Venezuela. Now, number one, it is my opinion that the former vice president, Adam Maduro, is incapable of having an impartial leadership role in Venezuela. If she, in fact, was working with America and American leadership under Donald Trump's observation and oversight for the past year, as some say, if that's the case, her life's not worth 10 cents. I don't know that that is the case. I think that there was perhaps a dual agency on her part, pretending that she was working with the U.S. government, but not really doing it. I believe the one that was the really, truly elected one when Maduro went in office, and then the one that was truly the right candidate had to flee. I think she was hiding in France or another nation. I think that's the one that needs to be brought back in. That's just my opinion. And then quickly have a re-election, another election to validate her agency as president in the nation. This article reads, President Donald Trump announced earlier in the day that the interim Venezuelan authorities agreed to hand over 50 million barrels of oil to the United States. By the way, that was right comical, because when the Marxist media said, what are you going to do with it? He said, we're going to keep it. We're going to sell it. It's ours. Somehow, some way, I find it sad but yet true that we have the Marxist media. Whatever Trump does is wrong. Whatever Trump does for the protection of America is wrong. Whatever Trump says or does is challenged and is put down as having any value whatsoever. But it's my opinion that help is on the way. Listen, I believe it's imperative that we know the truth, that we know, as Christians, conservatives, and patriots, as citizens in America, it's imperative that we know what is taking place. It's imperative that we recognize that we're looking at the opening stages of World War III in America. It's called the war with Russia when you look at the biblical context of it, but it's World War III as we would see it from a secular national standpoint. May I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, you might be asking, what do we do? That's frightening. How do we respond? That scares me to death, some would say. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to keep doing what God would have us to do. We need to keep witnessing. We need to keep reaching others with the gospel. Churches need to continue to preach the truth from the pulpits. Christians need to continue to support the local New Testament church. If the Bible be believing Bible teaching, pastors are teaching the truth from the pulpits. We need to recognize that God's hand is at work, and we need to submit and surrender our lives under the Lordship of Jesus Christ and be available to reach others with the gospel while there's yet opportunity to do so. Ladies and gentlemen, our telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Let me just read to you something that I think many are not aware of. Russia is already in Cuba. Russia is already in Venezuela. Russia and China are already gobbling up each of those areas around the world. This article reads, the third world countries, by baiting them with the Belt and Road Initiative program, wherein they provided money to upgrade infrastructure, literally building ports, roads, developing natural resources, and if and when the countries could not repay China, all of the items that China funded would become property of China in a 99-year lease. During COVID, multiple countries could not pay in China, and China collected. China has never stopped empire building, and they have a civilization that dates back thousands of years because they are very patient and shrewd. This article footnote says, tell me again, where did COVID-19 originate and how that literally closed the trap on many naive nations as economies collapsed. Ladies and gentlemen, China has been on the long haul. By the way, you say, where does China come in? Read Revelation, the 9th chapter. It talks about the Far East, talks about the Eastern group coming in with a 200 million man army. There's not another army on the face of the globe, past, present, or future, that could brag about having a 200 million man army. And when you look at Daniel chapter 11, verses 41 and following, it's the right page, the right left column in my Bible. Ladies and gentlemen, when you read that, you understand the only thing that shakes the Antichrist up, the only thing that causes the Antichrist to tremble, the only thing that causes the Antichrist to fear in the latter days of the days of the tribulation, the 7-year tribulation, after the rapture of the church, the Christians are lifted out. Only thing that causes that Antichrist to be afraid is when rumblings, word comes from the east that China is entering into the fray. Ladies and gentlemen, China is the only nation on the face of the globe that could brag then, past, present, and future, of having a 200 million man army. Ladies and gentlemen, that number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. I'm looking at another headline, Dangerous Precedents. World leaders react to the U.S. attack on Venezuela. You say, well, how does Venezuela, and it's called the attack on Venezuela, how can you relate that to the world events and what we see taking place in Iran? Ladies and gentlemen, we call it the room full of dominoes. That was when the domino fell in Venezuela, that it's causing all the other dominoes to fall. Ladies and gentlemen, multitudes are not aware of the fact that in the ports in Syria, major Russian tanks are in those ports, willing, ready, angry, armed, and aggressive, wanting to go into the Middle East now. We find that in nations like Syria, nations like Venezuela, nations like Cuba, etc., controlled by Russia and China, that's gone in preparing for them, meeting the need for those nations, and taking control. This headline says, "A dangerous precedent. World leaders react to the U.S. attack on Venezuela. Russia and Iran broadly condemned the U.S. attack on Venezuela earlier this past week, while everywhere else, world leaders called for the immediate meeting of the U.S. UN Security Council. UN Secretary General said, and is deeply alarmed by the action in Venezuela that sets a dangerous precedent. The Russian foreign minister called Saturday's strike on Venezuela an act of armed aggression that is deeply concerning and condemnable. Further, and Venezuela must be guaranteed the right to determine its own destiny." This is what Latin America is saying. This is what Russia is saying, that Venezuela needs to be guaranteed the right of its own destiny without any destructive, let alone military intervention or interference from the outside. Further, the article reads, "The ministry said it was joining Venezuelan authorities and leaders as all Latin American countries in calling for an urgent meeting in the UN Security Council." Ladies and gentlemen, the sabers are being rattled around the globe. Trump, under the leadership, I believe, he doesn't recognize it, under the leadership of the divine hand of God, is bringing about the prophetic eschatological final days in which we're now living in. I believe it should cause Christians to sit up and take notice and recognize what is taking place and be willing to say, "Lord, send me. Whatever you'd have me to do, let me do." Ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing today the removal. Let me just summarize for you. We're witnessing today the removal of Maduro out of Venezuela. That started the action. That started the dominoes to fall. That started the future to fall into place more than ever, I believe, in the history of our great nation. We're watching now as the blockading of oil tankers headed for Iran. Oil not going to Cuba. Ladies and gentlemen, the world leaders are upset. World leaders are threatening. World leaders are angry at Trump. World leaders are angry at America, witnessing and watching. Because listen, this is not something that's happened in a closet. This is not something that the world leaders were not familiar with. Most of the globe were familiar with the fact that these players, Russia and China, playing the long haul, the long game, and owning and controlling these nations like Cuba, Venezuela, Syria, Iran. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a key element. They were all depending on the Venezuelan oil. That's been cut off. The valve has been shut off. The movement of the oil has been blockaded. It is getting their attention as nothing else possibly could have around the globe. Let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, of the book, The Coming Global Islamic Invasion. Not but about 67, 68 pages. It is a book that unfurls, opens the door for you to understand what's happening today, who the players are, and what is taking place in the last days and the end results. May I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, it is a global happening today, and it should get the attention of every Christian, every church, every pastor, every citizen in America, to recognize that there are tectonic changes taking place. And those changes are taking place based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God, where God is bringing together the key players, the key nations, the key people around the globe, bringing them together for the final days, the eschatological prophetic future of the world, not just America, but of the globe. So, ladies and gentlemen, the question is, how should we then live? Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 10, after there had been the warning, recognition of the watchman on the wall to warn of danger ahead, and the results if you do not warn, the results if you do warn, according to the scripture. And then in the 10th verse, Ezekiel said, how should we then live? So, ladies and gentlemen, what we know, what we've talked about today, how should we then live? What should we do? Ladies and gentlemen, how should we respond to this? I'm looking at a headline, and it sets the stage wraps up the thought. Trump's attack on Venezuela could change the world. Now, that's a secular writer that's making the statement, that wrote the headline. But, ladies and gentlemen, it is precisely theologically, doctrinally, and biblically, eschatologically, prophetically correct. This article reads in part. It's a five-page article. I'll just present to you a couple of brief paragraphs. The U.S. intervention in Venezuela is forcing geopolitical reckoning in Washington and throughout the Western Hemisphere and, yea, around the world. President Donald Trump's decision to launch a surprise military attack and action to extricate Maduro ended a year-long standoff with that nation in a matter of hours. But the move has opened up a new set of questions. What does this mean to the rest of Latin America? How will adversaries like Russia, China, Iran, Syria, Turkey, Germany, how will they recalibrate? What will they do? What will be the impact on the global energy market? And does this mark a permanent shift in the United States' projection of its power around the world? May I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, this article finds it wraps up this way. In his statement since the operation began, Trump has provided few hints about what comes next beyond the assurance that the operation was decisive and the United States will be running Venezuela for at least the next several months to assess how the fall of Maduro and the matter of his removal could reshape global politics. It is, ladies and gentlemen, very, very clear that what has happened has caused a tectonic change around the globe. So here's the thought. Why should we then live? May I say to you, Russia, in my opinion, will soon openly, aggressively enter into the battle. And they will do so through their puppet state, in my opinion, right there in Syria and other puppet states nearby. Secondly, I believe that China, according to Revelation chapter 9, will ultimately enter into the final stages of the global conflict. Thirdly, all of the allies with Russia, Iran, will come against Israel, which brings about the full-fledged global interaction of which America will be in the midst of that global battle called World War III, or the battle with Russia, according to Ezekiel 38 and 39. Listen, the rapture is imminent. It's the next thing on the calendar of God. And after the rapture, the church is the 7 years of tribulation. Following the 7 years of tribulation, the Lord Jesus Christ returns, sets up his throne, ruling and reigning out of the new temple, out of Israel, out of the, if you please, the apple of God's eye, the nation of Israel, the Jewish people, rule and reign for 1,000 years. Ladies and gentlemen, how should we live? Let me remind you, we need to pray, keep looking up, be obedient to the will of God in our lives. Thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face